All right, y'all, what we learned this week?
I learned that you gotta move differently when you're around a girl you fuck when a nigga don't know that you fucked.
So how are you gonna move differently next time?
I should have said
move
no.
Like an iguana?
You should have said no to what?
To the beer pong.
Why?
Bitch, he been a bitch, like J-Mac said. No. J-Mac called you a
fuck
bitch.
Fuck you now.
J-Mac called
fuck
you a bitch.
Fuck you now.
So, and it makes sense now. So, you know, I didn't want to say it first,
no,
but now, you bitching up.
No,
now.
It's
you
not being a bitch, it's being.
No, it is.
It's because
no.
I don't want that to happen to me.
No,
that's all.
No,
that's the only
fuck,
reason
that's
why.
Not how life
that's
works.
Being a bitch.
Hey, that's how life works. I like to believe it works
it's,
like that.
It's your,
nothing's wrong with that.
It's your responsibility to play beer pong, and it's your responsibility to take all those cues she gives you. Now, whether or not you fuck, that's up to you. But.
Yeah, I would not.
But. The thing is that that's not your fault.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
No, you didn't. You didn't know that.
I just said, I said no because I just don't.
He's
because I'm going by the.
He knew what it was when he took the fucking invitation.
He's saying he didn't.
He did.
I didn't know. I didn't break it down. I didn't have a fucking psychology in my brain to be like, oh, that means she wants to fuck.
No,
I just
he
was
said,
like, oh, okay.
It doesn't matter though. You said you didn't want to be the
him.
Nigga on the
of course.
Grill. So yeah. Then, therefore, you knew that there was something there. Regardless of whether you could identify it or wholly
okay, yeah,
or not.
Yeah, facts.
So let me ask you this, right? So let's say it's four niggas she fucked. Just so happens you were beer pong number one.
Uh-huh.
You're going to turn down that pussy and you know the other three niggas are going to fuck if you don't. If somebody's going to fuck this girl anyway.
As long as she's with the dude, I'm not going to try to fuck her.
What does with the dude mean?
I just don't like fucking girls.
The dude on the grill.
No, what does a dude mean? Being with the dude. Like how with the guy does he have to be?
I just have a certain like code. Like let's not do that. There's other girls.
How do you know they were so into each other?
Code.
It doesn't matter. I just don't want to fuck a girl.
I didn't ask.
The reason why I know they're so into each other because we have a mutual friend.
She
that
said,
mutual friend told me that he's about to pop the question.
He's about to pop the question. So you don't think that you should get one before she locks it down forever?
I'm good.
You can never get that pussy again.
That's fine. There's a lot of other pussies out there.
Okay. But I mean, you've already fucked down. You said it was good, right?
Yeah.
All pussies aren't good, right?
Yeah, but there's still a lot of good pussies out there.
How do you know?
There's a lot of good pussies out there.
You said out of your 30, how many...
I'm probably getting to 40 now. Really.
Oh! And what's your percentage good to bad?
I told you I never really experienced bad pussy.
I told you.
You think
it's
I told
you. I never really experienced like bad pussy.
So
like,
it could all be bad.
This
is the argument we had before. It could all really be bad.
Yeah, I'm not
you just don't know what good
because
is.
Bad pussy, you don't want to fuck it, right? I still want to fuck it. So.
But if you've never had any good,
but if it's bad, you.
But if all you know is bad, you think the bad is good?
Nah. Bad is bad. You know bad.
No, not if you've never had good.
I've had great pussy.
You still young, nigga. It's a lot of pussy out there you ain't had, my nigga.
Yeah, it's true, but doesn't mean with the ones I have.
Yeah.
And first of all, I gotta tell y'all something about this body count shit. It doesn't matter if I fuck 40 girls, 100 girls, 2 girls, or 1, or still a virgin. Doesn't define me. Period.
Oh
it doesn't
my God,
define me.
You might really be a bitch. J-Man
no.
called you a bitch, but
nah, it doesn't. Like, let's
did you really just
buck.
Say that
yeah.
my body count doesn't define
nah,
me?
Nah, it doesn't.
Yo,
what does it mean?
Nigga.
What does it mean? What does it mean about
nigga.
Me?
My
yeah,
nigga.
It just means that I either had sex with a lot of girls or I haven't had sex with a lot of girls. Or I had sex with a good amount of girls.
2 weeks in a row. Can we not talk about what we learned? We got to talk about some other shit. This
come
nigga
on.
Literally just
yeah.
said.
Right. And the thing about it, right? Because
my makeup don't define me.
We're gonna have this, my hair. Like, I just listened to some fucking.
My beard chin strap don't define me.
No, listen.
I'm just keeping it. Like, let's be mature about this.
Yeah, so look. It's like that's like French fries. So French fries. That's like saying that's like
mature about this.
And I don't know if this is the right analogy, right? That would be equivalent to saying like if Mayweather just fought the same motherfucker over and over and over again, it's okay. It doesn't define. I'm still a champ. I'm still.
That's
you know
a
saying?
Competition thing. That's a
no.
He's
but
a
how do you really?
Fighter.
How do you really know what you can do? Really, how good it really is. You know what I'm saying?
I never said.
You know, like,
I said it doesn't define who I am.
French Reggie, if we're talking about fucking.
Uh-huh.
If you don't think your body count defines you, if we're talking about fucking.
Uh-huh. No, if we're talking about fucking.
Which is we are.
You need data for that.
Which
I'm
we
talking
are.
About if I say something that has nothing to do with fucking. Well, it's because you didn't fuck no
okay.
bitches. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, but.
That's what I'm talking
if
about.
If your perspective on the world is different because you've never had no pussy or any good pussy.
Definitely.
I think that's a real thing, man.
My perspective in the world. So if I'm talking about politics, yeah. and then you say yeah. something like, "Oh, it's because you never fuck bitches."
Yeah, because
what's that got to do with politics?
Because the world's different after you get some pussy.
Totally different.
It's like
you see shit.
I'm not talking about the abortion. I'm just talking about
no,
like
nigga,
taxes.
The world, nigga.
French. It's like after you smoke, you see shit different. Nigga.
No, this
you
know is what I'm saying? Nigga. Shit doesn't matter the same after you've had some pussy. Like you right. know, this is not more important than pussy.
That's true. But all I'm saying is, y'all know what I'm trying to say.
No, we don't.
So what yes, does do. Define you? Content of your character?
Oh, this,
yeah.
This.
Really? You think the your content... bracelets. Hold on. You think the content of your character is more important than the pussy you get?
I think... I think the, No.
He don't know.
I think, to be honest with you, the content of my character will definitely... showcase what type of pussy I'm getting. If I am I getting
no,
what?
No,
Jay Smooth
no,
gets
no,
pussy.
Yeah, no. But is he getting good pussy?
He says so.
Okay. Okay,
how's that any different than you saying so?
No, that's what I'm saying. So if that's the case, it doesn't matter.
Okay, so what I'm asking you is, yeah, you really believe the content of your character is more important than the pussy you get? You're more concerned about the content of your character than getting some good pussy. I'm just asking for a friend.
I don't understand what you're trying to ask.
Well, you do, well, you but you feel like you feel like it's a loaded question, so you feel like it's leading you somewhere.
Yeah, it is, because it's more important. All I'm saying
what's more important?
Than what?
Your content of your character.
What's more important for me is me surviving. That's it, survival. Huh? Can I live to see another day? That's the most important
what?
Thing for me.
Can I live to see another day? What the fuck? What's
the most important thing?
You just
going to
bust
thing?
The left right here?
What's
the
most
fuck?
Important thing to me?
The fuck? Then what that got to do with content of character?
You
gotta when you gotta survive, then you do some anything to survive. You know, it's not about content of character. You can be a shitbag to survive.
I don't know. I don't know if it's more important than getting pussy. I think I don't know what you're trying to ask.
What I'm saying
that.
Is you're doing more in your life right now to develop your character than you are to get good pussy. You believe that? You
I
really
believe that.
That.
Yeah.
You really believe that. So getting, you know, a certain car or clothes a certain way or going to hang out and playing beer pong with old girl. Like
that bandana.
How's that building character? I think you spend a lot of time working on your pussy game that you're not giving credit to.
To be honest with you, I don't.
You're just naturally a pussy getter?
I'm not going to say I'm a naturally pussy getter. I don't wake up and make tactical decisions on conquering
pussy.
You
should. You should.
I just don't do that.
You wake up and make tactical decisions about your character? How?
I make decisions to be a good person. I make, you know, I do that.
That
how? You have to decide to be a good, so you're not naturally, stand by. You're not naturally a good person. You have to work at being a good person. That's fucked up. You might as well just get some pussy, my
no,
nigga.
That's not what I mean.
Oh,
that's not what
how
I mean.
How do you work on your character?
I'm then? Just saying, like, if you're talking about content of character,
yeah.
When I'm deciding to do something, if it's like, that's all I'm talking about.
What?
I make decisions that leads to good.
So honestly, you're not things. Really working on your content of character. That's just some bullshit you say because it sounds better than working on my pussy game.
And the thing is, I'm not working to get pussy. I'm just living my life, and some days in that life, I'm getting pussy.
Yeah. Listen.
That's it.
Let's just take a look at your ensemble today.
Uh-huh. You put that together for us?
No.
You put that? Come on, my nigga. You, this
for y'all?
No.
I've been
no,
wearing
no.
the bandana no. for a minute.
I understand that.
Like, how many minutes?
You get
Jay Smooth, the pictures that no. you was talking about, wasn't I wearing
so
a bandana?
So that's the one you were hiking? It's all sweaty?
Huh? No, it's another
but
one.
But there were chicks there, right?
But
they
saying,
saw you. They saw you in your bandana, right? Yeah. Anybody else have a bandana? So,
you know what? I bet beer pong girl said, "That's a cute bandana."
No, I like
this.
This
nigga never wore bandanas right. before.
No,
now, every day.
I wear bandanas. I wear bandanas. I just like it.
Make you stand out?
I just like it.
What do you like about
it? I usually do it for the basketball. It started all because of basketball.
You wear a Crip bandana to play basketball?
Paisley. Yeah, the Paisley kind.
I wear different colors depending.
To play basketball.
Yeah,
you wear not a
headband
that absorbs sweat, but
it all started because one
neckerchief, my nigga.
It all started because I used to actually wrap my whole head because when I was insecure about being bald and I hooped. I used to wrap it around.
That sounds like pussy
insecure,
game.
Right?
That
sounds like
that
pussy.
Yeah.
Or just me being insecure about being bald. Was that
you wasn't giving a fuck about other niggas giving a fuck about your hair? You was worried about the bitches.
Yeah, niggas. Don't
yeah, but bitches like bald head niggas. You know that, right?
Not balding. Not 20-year-old balding niggas.
Hairline. That's
not niggas that are 20 and balding.
All I'm saying is
pussy game.
pussy matters. No, I'm not saying pussy don't matter. I'm just saying, I'm saying is, if you sit here and you judge a nigga all on his pussy, all about depending on how much pussy he got.
Nah, nigga, that's not what you said. You said,
it doesn't matter.
You said, body count doesn't define
and
you.
And
it doesn't define you. Okay. No, it's just a different one.
Who the fuck says that, though?
So, J Smooth just located a picture of Fridge Reggie. That Fridge Reggie wanted to use.
This is not another podcast. This is why we left, nigga.
This nigga wanted to fucking, this is what I learned.
He's supposed to be hiking. Listen, that nigga fresh as shit hiking, though, ain't it?
And got the far off fucking R&B fucking.
That's
right.
That's when he went to X. He met up with X that week.
He got the light skin squint on right. his eyes.
And then my thing is this, right? So you are saying that bandanas are your thing. I didn't know you was a bandana, nigga.
Me neither.
I mean, we've been doing the fucking show for how many years, nigga?
I wear it.
But you're a bandana, nigga, for what, though, right? For the style of it, right? For the look of it, the whatever, right? And again, are you doing it for niggas?
I don't think I do anything for people. Like, I don't think I still think that way. Rich, I don't
really,
wake up.
Really? Rich, you look like a baby orangutan right now.
Why didn't you just get a poodle car then? Want to get you around town?
Because when I saw my car, uh-huh. I liked it better than the puta car. Whatever you said.
Right, but what I'm saying is though, the point of a car is just to get you around town. That's content. Yeah. That's content of character. It's just to get you around town.
Okay.
Getting the fly shit is for another reason.
Is my car fly? You got the flyest car out of all four of us. What the fuck are you talking about?
You like the way you looked at it, right?
I like the car. I like the way the car look. Yeah, and definitely when I get in it too, I like the way I look at it because I like the car.
It gave you a different feel, right?
Yeah, for sure.
It made your swagger turn up.
Yeah,
my nigga,
gave me a different feel.
Cause you like a bitch with cleavage. I like the way I feel. All
right, Jamie like Max making a face about.
I like the way my
picture.
Titties feel when the air hits the titty.
I don't know what you talking about. Be honest, whatever, I don't have no titties. Go, Jamie Mac. I made a pose. What about the pose?
Is that the lean back pose? Lean
the yoga.
Back.
Yoga pose.
Lean back.
The yoga pose.
Lean back. Is that what that is?
That's a yoga pose.
It's a namaste.
You were feeling nature?
Oh, yeah. My God. Who took that picture?
That's what I want to know.
Too expensive.
Oh! that was going to be my question, to be honest. Who is your photographer, your fashion photographer, following you around the jungle, fucking making you look hip, nigga? Too expensive. Shout out to you, my nigga.
Does that nigga know your pussy count don't define you?
Nigga won't die for you, but that nigga definitely be your Instagram nigga. He'll be your Instagram.
You an Instagram model now?
What was that nigga following around with the fucking tequilas?
I was really trying to be mature.
Hard
about
hands.
That.
No, a mature nigga don't say my pussy count don't define me.
What's wrong with saying that?
That's some bitch shit.
How's that bitch shit?
A bitch say my sex life don't define me. Nigga,
but it really doesn't. We need to stop saying that.
You shouldn't have said it.
No, my nigga, hold really up. No,
I was
stop.
In China. These niggas don't fuck at all. It doesn't define them.
Stop. This is not true. That is not true. You can't go around having fucking 300 body count and say that don't fucking define you.
So let's take J Smooth. J Smooth got over 300 bodies. Does that make him a bad person?
What?
Does that make him a bad person?
Said it did?
I'm asking.
But we're talking about defining.
Okay, that's part of his content of his character. Is he a good person or is he a bad person?
Guess what J Smooth is never going to say? My pussy count don't define me. He's never going
to
say that.
You sure? Because that's all he uses to define himself.
But that's why
pussy count.
That's why he's going to never say that.
Don't first look like Blade on now.
He's never going to say that his pussy count doesn't define him.
Okay, and then all I'm saying is what?
The problem is that you said it, not that you feel it. I promise.
What's wrong with saying that?
It's just gay. That's
how's that gay? The only thing that's gay if you fuck another man.
No,
that's the only thing that's
but
gay.
But it's a lie, though, too.
We need to change those things.
Everything you're saying is some gay shit.
Listen, some bitch shit. He don't want to say it, but it's some bitch shit. Listen, this is the thing, Fridge Reggie.
This is what we learned on another podcast.
We stuck up for you in the first show. We stuck up for you on Tuesday show about J-Mac calling you a bitch. But now, I don't know.
How's that bitch shit?
Come on, man. Tell you because it's wrong. First off,
he had girls on a trip, and the dude took a picture of him.
Your body count doesn't. So if you talk, you meet a girl, her body count is 250. Uh huh. Does that not define her?
To be honest with you, it doesn't. It doesn't.
You sound dumb as shit.
It doesn't. Like, that was everything before me. What do I have to do with like
250 niggas?
I gotta follow up.
She's allowed to have sex.
She just had more practice.
That doesn't mean she's a bad person. Yeah. Okay. She has a lot of body because
he didn't say bad person. He defined.
Right.
You keep thinking define means bad.
Right.
When okay, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
Because you said
her.
If you were a virgin,
it just means that she had a lot of sex.
Okay, so
that's
let me,
all
so
it means.
Let's just put
it's
it
like
in
a different definition to me.
Right?
Yeah, but that's not all she is.
No, yeah.
That's Webster's, nigga. It's
that's a, not so, all she is.
That is Webster's.
Let me ask you this. So, in another analogy, you know a chick who has three baby daddies,
okay,
and three different kids,
okay.
Does that define her?
Just means she has three baby dads and three different kids. Only thing that it defines is that proper pussy management. She did a bad job with that.
So
that's all.
Sounds like a definition to me.
But that doesn't mean that's all she is.
Nobody's saying all
but,
she
but
is.
But with the dirty body jokes, that's what y'all make it seem.
Right,
with
but
me.
Look though, that's all definition. I'm saying. It means that you're either very timid around pussy, you're not sure about yourself, or you're insecure about your hairline. It just does define you though, right? It does define you.
Yeah, but it doesn't make you all that.
Nobody's
saying
all.
Nobody's saying
that. But with the narrative, y'all be going with the 30 bodies. That's what y'all make it seem.
So what does it mean
all
to you?
A person. What?
What does it mean?
It just means I fuck 30 girls. That's it. And nothing else. Nothing more.
But it matters. To say that it has no bearing.
It only matters to whoever cares about how many people I slept with.
Let me ask you this. I told you to put it in a different way. You got somebody and they had fucking 20 jobs in the last 2 years. They can't fucking hold a job longer than fucking 3 weeks. Does that define them, my nigga?
In the workforce, yes.
Oh, so the workforce, so what a person does in a workforce has more fucking value or definition
compare,
to who they
I wouldn't,
are
I wouldn't
compared
compare,
to how many people they fuck?
Because a workforce, you have other people. When you have a job, you got to be responsible for something. Uh-huh. Your sex life, it's up to you. However, you want to be responsible.
But let's say
with
that
it.
You. Let's say
so. So this is two different things.
Let's say your girl, you got with that girl who had 250 bodies, right?
Okay.
You only had her as a body.
Okay.
You're telling me that doesn't define you?
That's probably might put a tricky situation in the relationship. But
no,
if we care for each other, we can work it out.
That's not what I asked you.
So
I said, does that not define you?
It just means I lost my virginity.
It means you're a certain type of nigga. You don't think so? You don't think that you having one body and being with a girl that's 250 bodies defines you as a certain type of nigga? Do you not then see how...
Okay. When you say that, what does that mean by a certain type of nigga?
Okay.
What is that certain type of nigga has?
Okay.
What's so wrong with that certain type of nigga?
Let me answer you. No one's saying wrong. So it's like this. The husband that you admire in a fucking cuckold, the nigga that does that, that defines him. The type of nigga that will sit there defines
him.
So
if I do this a podcast with that nigga, every time that nigga say something, I won't be like, nigga, you let other niggas fuck your wife.
I would. That's all I'm saying.
Every time this nigga say something, I wouldn't say that.
Why you standing up? You are also that nigga that lets other niggas fuck that fucking chick in front of him.
Yeah, like he can't ever insult me. He can say some shit, but as soon as he comes for me, I'm like, nigga.
What I'm saying. So when
he
insults
right
you,
right here, dog, you have some blood on your cheek.
That's all I'm saying. I wouldn't be that guy. I wouldn't always have to make that point about.
Saying. Absolutely, your body count defines you, and it's not necessarily a bad or a good thing. But
yeah,
right.
Yeah, it tells something about your sexual life.
It tells
something about you.
You started this. What we learned is my sexual count does not define me.
And it goes back to what I said with when he used the fucking cuckold theory. When I wouldn't always.
So
bring
then,
that back
but,
when I'm discussing something with
so
that guy.
When
I wouldn't be like, oh man, well your wife, you fuck niggas. I wouldn't always be like that.
When be honest, right, because that's a sore subject about this nigga's wife possibly getting bowed out. But so when be honest asked you though, a guy that is de-virginized to a fucking girl who has 250 and he's like, okay, I'm gonna fucking be cool with locking my only giving myself to you, even though you've given yourself to 250 other motherfuckers, you don't think that there's a certain type of nigga? Do you think every nigga is that dude?
I don't think, no, obviously not, because every nigga don't.
You don't think there's also a certain type of nigga who's only fucked 30 women?
Yeah.
So what do you
want? Defines you, my nigga.
Why are you making it bad?
Again, it defines me.
He's not going to see it.
No, it's not that I don't see it. Only thing I'm saying
French.
Go ahead.
We'll catch you next week.